How many times?
Mm-hmm. How blunt?
How often?
You agree with the friend when he says, I'm going to do that, or I'm not going to vote for that guy. You say, yeah, I'm not going to vote for him, you say. If you're not going to do it either, you say.
I don't really.
Okay. If he's going to ride a horse, and his brother isn't going to ride a horse, and he said, my brother's not going to ride the horse, and you're going to do what his brother.
I'm not going to ride the horse.
And you would say, instead of, I'm not going to ride the horse, you would say,
no, I'm not going to ride the horse.
Would you say, are you going to do it either? You'd say,
no, neither.
What?
I'm not going to do it either.
Okay. I'm not going to do it either. And then you would say,
no, I'm not.
Okay. As a last resort, you might say, blank am I.
Neither am I.
All right. Or me.
Me neither.
Okay. Which of these seems most natural?
Me neither.
All right. The part of your head above your eyes where you might put your hand when you're tired.
Forehead or your brow.
Go to the barber and have him cut your
hair.
If you haven't shaved in a week or so, you're probably growing a
beard.
Where did the old-time storekeeper keep his pencil when he wasn't using it? So he could always have it handy.
Probably behind his ear.
Which ear, do you remember?
If he was right-handed, probably behind his right ear.
Or if he was left-handed?
If he's left-handed, behind his left ear.
If somebody's mumbling, you say, take that chewing gum out of your
mouth.
He's got a chicken bone stuck in his
throat.
You wear a tie around your neck. What do you call the little part of your neck right here?
I don't know. That part of your neck.
Right here.
The gizzle?
This part
of your neck. Oh,
yeah. All right. Did you ever hear of goozle?
Goozle.
Uh-huh. What does goozle mean to you?
That.
Your Adam's apple?
Uh-huh.
You have your dentist look at your
teeth.
He says he needs to fill that
cavity.
All right.
That tooth.
All right. What do you call the flesh around your teeth?
Your gums.
You could hold that baby bird in the of your hand.
Palm of your hand.
He got mad and doubled up both.
Fist.
He shook his
fist.
All right. Is it the same if you mean one or more than one?
I guess it is.
Any place where you can bend your finger or your hand or your arm, what do you call that?
Your wrist.
If your finger, what do you call that? Any place where you can bend your finger.
A joint.
The upper part of a man's body is his
torso.
All right. Or his
chest.
He's got a broad
shoulder.
They measure the height of a horse in
feet.
The height of a horse is often measured in something besides feet. Feet is one thing, but they measure them by
hand.
Mm-hmm. The pain ran from his heel all the way up his
leg.
At the end of your leg is your
thigh.
You have two what?
2 feet.
And you have 1 foot. I stumbled over a box in the dark and bruised my
shin.
Any other name?
Leg.
Back part of your thighs, especially midway between your knee and your buttock. You're squatting down on your
thigh.
All right. When the ground is too cold or muddy to sit down, you might get down like this when you're inspecting the leaves on a tobacco
plant.
Squat. All right. You're down on your
hunches.
Somebody's been sick a while. He's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
pale.
Or
sickly.
Or
thin.
Or
weak.
Or puny.
Puny.
Mm-hmm. Scrawny.
Well, puny.
Peaked.